podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome. High School Hoops, episode 131. Man. All right, before we jump in, we're going to talk. This is coach's topic. So before we jump into it, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. Unbelievable shooting machine. Like I've said all month, we just bought our third one. Not sure when I'm going to be able to use it. I'm a little concerned about that. But Madison is shut down, and I have been in my gym, but I have not really been in my gym. So I'm super excited about it. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Like I tell my students when they say, oh, there's a test on Friday. Yep. And it's guaranteed. Similar to the prices increasing. It's a promise that they're going up. If you want to jump in, great time to do it. It's basically the basketball toolbox. It's everything you need. We have some great things, some great surprises, some great things coming over the next 6 months, but come over and join the community, win more games, have more fun. It's a good deal. Trust me. All right. And I'm not buying an island. I do this because I'm trying to help coaches. Trust me. I just did my taxes. I'm not buying an island with this. Maybe a lawnmower, but yeah. But we would love to have you come be a member of the community. Everyone seems to really like it a lot. All right. So coach, this is you. I'm turning it over. What's the topic? As you do this, those of you who are watching, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to take my vitamin D pill while you do that. And then you'll find this funny because we don't edit these. I went to Costco and bought some vitamins. I bought Centrum, but look who it's for, where it says women. I bought women Centrum. See the woman there? It's woman 55 and older, 50 and older. So you know what? I'm still taking them because I'm not going to let the poor Centrum Silver 50 plus year old woman thing go to waste. And the thing is, what do? You can't take it back to Costco. So it's like, oh crap. So that's what I've been taking. That's literally what this 20.
All right. So advice of the day before we say the question, make sure you read the label before purchasing items
at Costco. Well, I was like, I got the vitamin D, which is really the reason I went there. Cause supposedly vitamin D helps with COVID and stuff. And all of us live in Wisconsin in the winter, do not get enough vitamin D. Even if it's sunny out, you don't get enough vitamin D. But then I said, oh, I'll do this. And it's like, oh crap. It's like 20, whatever it is. These vitamins are not anyway. So, all right, I'm going to turn it over to you. Hope everyone really enjoyed that.
I don't know if I can top that today. Way to really set me up for success. All right. So normally when we do our podcast, we've been doing our podcast for 2 years now. It's really about trying to do
really?
Topic.
Is it 2 years?
Yeah. Well, 130, 52 times two is, come on, you're a math guy.
More than 2 years then.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. As he pops his vitamin. Staying strong.
Yep. No one had to hear me gulp. Yep.
So we try to choose topics that are aligned to what would be going on within the season. So we're getting close to that time of playoff time for some areas. Maybe not everybody. I don't know. I've done researching what's going on at this point. But, you know, how do you approach it? How do you prepare your team? And I asked Steve this question. I said, do you think there's a difference based on the level of where your team is at the end of the season, or is it one size fits all? You know, if your team is a high seeded team, if your team is somewhere in the middle, or you're at the bottom, you know, if you haven't had a good year. And so I think my theory is I've been at all three stages, and I would say that each of the situations are completely different.
Yes. Okay. Ben, good. I'll see you next week. Should we do the full timeout?
No. But how do we approach it? How do you? So somebody like, here's my theory. Here's my question to you. Okay. Cause I think when you and your disposition, let's put you on the spot right now. you know, I've had one opportunity to be part of a state tournament team in junior college and win the whole thing. And we just kind of, I think the hardest thing when you have a high level team is there's like that elephant in the room of the expectation that you need to get there and win the whole thing. So how do you keep your kid? How do you approach that? Like, how do you attempt that? Like, obviously you've gotten better over the years of winning the multiple state titles, but like, how do you approach that once it starts? You know,
I think there's different levels. So first of all, the low team is the easiest to rah-rah, but it's probably the hardest to win because you're not very good, right? But it's like, it's David versus Goliath, and we're going to give you this special super duper defense and this out of the little. So it's salesman. So when you have a low team, it's really about salesmanship. You got to basically convince them that they could beat somebody that they probably shouldn't beat.
You know, or, you know, just trying to win one game at a time.
We just get out of regionals. We just want to get to sectionals.
Or just win a playoff game, you know, if you're building a program, more likely if you're coming into a losing program, hey, you know, maybe our goal this year.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please go over and check our website, teachhoops.com, for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. It's got office hours. It's got one-on-one calls. It's got handouts, it's got practice plans, it's got how to do just it's got a roadmap for you. That's what you need, a roadmap. So go over and check that out. Again, it helps us keep the lights on, helps us keep this train a chugging. Subscribe and like, we would love that. If you love these podcasts, especially on Apple and Spotify, if you leave us a 5-star review, we would really appreciate that. All right, let's head back.
Maybe our goal this year, we were 5-19, but hey, if we can win a playoff game, that hasn't happened in 5 years, you know. Right.
You got to go back and you got to look at some historical stuff. And that's what I was always doing. It's like, well, you can make history. You can be only the third team ever to make it.
So like the first year I was at one of my jobs is, you know, they hadn't made the playoff. I win a playoff game in 5 years and we had maybe 4 or 5 wins, and we knew that we were playing a team that we could compete with. Sometimes, even though you're a lower team, how the regional or in our state is that you end up might playing somebody, you know, you could compete with, but you know, depending on it, we knew we could compete with them, and that's what it took. You know, it's like they haven't won a playoff game in 5 years. Be that group that brought our school back to the winning a playoff game. You know, so right. I think, you know, doing your research, and just kind of acknowledging it's a brand new season. You know, you right. got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
the pressure's on them. You know what I say?
And that's a big part of it. Is you got to push the pressure off onto the like no one thinks you're going to win this game. No one thinks you're good enough. You got to build. So there's a huge psychological part. So I think it's hard because you're not as talented on that one. And then the high team, the expectations, you try to take pressure off of them when you're the best team. Like, let's just execute. We got this. You know, we've beaten these guys twice by 30 already, but blah, blah, blah. So, and it's still a high school basketball game. So you still got to, you know, so that top team is just as hard in some respects. Obviously the first couple rounds tend to be easier, but it's still, there's still some tweaking that has to happen in the psychological part. Like, you know, if you've been telling them how great they are and now all of a sudden it's like they're down 2 at half, well, hopefully that is they've experienced that at some point on this ride. I think the middle one's the hardest in some respects because you're good enough to beat the top team, but you're also bad enough to lose to the bottom team.
Yeah, yeah. So and like, it depends on like where you are in the season. So like, if you're in the middle of the row and you had a great start to your season and you've kind of fallen the face of the earth, I think you have the hardest job, right? It's all about where that momentum hits. You know, you see this every year. You know, you got a middle of the road team, but they've just started peaking now. I think you're.
Well, it's look at Sun Prairie a couple years ago, right.
Right. It's all about momentum, right? It's about you got to see where your team is at. So like, if your momentum is really down, you're at the bottom. Hey, it's a brand new season. We know we're a better team than this, and you got a sales pitch, right? And then you got to say, hey, guys, if you're in the middle of that momentum or moving, hey, we know we're a good team. We're just starting to play our best basketball. We got this. So you kind of take the higher part of the mentality, right? It's kind of like a pendulum, right? You know, if you're kind of – you got to look at your momentum, you know, and where you are in the season, you know.
You really do. All right. Anything else for that? I think we're going to dive back into this one again at some point. I'm going to put this in a – because it would be interesting to take each of the levels and talk.
I think it's such a big topic.
It is. I don't want to do a 25 minute podcast on this, but
because it's too complicated.
Yeah. I think next year we could do like a whole month of what happens if your team is here.
Here's our situation. Yeah. Your team is 10-10. Okay. And you've lost the last seven games of the year. Okay. Right. You're 10-10. And you've won the last seven games of the year. That's completely different. So I think this is a good idea as we move forward to build on these topics. I like that a lot.
All right. Here, full timeout for you. Okay. Ready? This is my month of full timeouts. How do you bring energy to practice every day?
Energy? I would say that number one of the things that I always do is I start my practice with music. I really do. I think it's fun. It's uplifting. Energy is all about constantly emphasizing effort, everything that we do. So if the effort is good and then the execution happens, we move to the next drill, you know? So, I value that. I'm always a person that highlights effort because I think if the effort is good, the execution will come.
That's true. Yeah. I like that. Be an energy giver rather than energy taker.
Right. But the other thing is too, is like if a kid has got a lot of effort, but he's making a lot of mental mistakes, you can still be able to value that kid and say, hey, I love what you're doing right now. You just got to be able to do this. You know, you can build on that. Effort is something you can build on every single day. So right. I think energy, all valuing effort. I like to value effort every single day. And I think also just being positive, you know, and it's hard.
I agree. I 100% agree. All right. Perfect. Thanks, coach. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you subscribe. We would really appreciate that. Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, those 5-star reviews mean a ton to us. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day. Sports Social Podcast Network.